Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflake's heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
loud,
proud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em indeed. It's a Don't Look Up Day here in America. We can only hope that the Grandpa Poopy Pants burns his retinas out this time. Oh boy, are you going to watch the ellipticals? I don't know. What the fuck is it? I'm not sure. I seen one a couple years ago. Whenever the fuck it was pretty cool. It was enough for me though. It was enough for me. What was that banging like 2015, 2016, 2017? I don't know. I don't remember back that far. How are you? Hey, YouTube, you motherfuckers, you. How you like that? We're on YouTube. That's right. We're on the tubes of you. So partying on YouTube, pile in here. We're going to talk about this YouTube ban. I know you want me to rant and rave and fucking get crazy on Trump about him taking credit for Roe v. Wade and destroying women's rights, because that's what he's doing. And he's fucking really proud of it. Oh, he's really proud that he is criminalizing pregnancies, banning women's privacy in doctor's offices. Oh, he's so excited about it. He's so excited that when he becomes president of the United States, he's going to let states do whatever they want. Though he'll probably let them take the right for women to vote away from them. It's probably what they'll do. Actually, you know, women's rights is human rights. They'll probably just take their human rights away from them. You know, like their humanity. I mean, he thinks migrants are animals, and he grabs women by the pussy. They let you do that kind of stuff. So I better be careful. I don't want to get banned on YouTube. All right, so let's talk about this YouTube ban for a second. And let's talk about what the hell's going to happen between now and May 14th. And then what's going to happen going forward. Why do I say May 14th? All right, here's the rules on YouTube. Okay, here's the fucking rules. Are you listening? YouTube lets me get two community guideline violations. Two of them. Every 90 days. And I pretty much get two every 90 days. Stop bashing YouTube. Why? I want to bash YouTube. Fuck them. I mean, there's nowhere in the community guidelines that says I can't criticize YouTube or talk about their rules. So here's their rules. They let me have two community guidelines violations every 90 days. All right. So every 3 months, I can have two of them. So technically, I can have eight a year. Eight jail sentences a year is what they give me. Now, here's how it works. They give you a warning. The warning is permanent. Okay. You never get rid of the warning. And then they give you three strikes and you're out. So they give you one strike and you get a 7-day jail sentence. If you get a second strike within 90 days, they give you a 14-day jail sentence. Okay? That's how it works. And I pretty much live by that. I'm always in fucking YouTube jail. Now, why are they putting me in jail? A couple different reasons. One, I think I'm on radar because I curse a lot. Number two, I think my count is flagged because we curse a lot. I'm not for sure about some of this. Some of this is speculation. People are saying. Okay. Number two is that we push the boundary. You know, that's kind of the idea. That's the whole point of the show. That's the whole point of the commentary. I wouldn't be the Rush Limbaugh of the left if I wasn't, you know, edging up and testing boundaries, going right up to the boundary and pissing over the edge. Okay. So that's the second thing. Number three, the other reason, and back to number two real quick. A lot of times it's shorts because they're satire and parody, and we don't necessarily mark them satire and parody because if you're ignorant enough to believe it after watching it two or three times that it's still real, then that's up to you. That's your fault. That's not, this says more about you than it does about me. But here's the thing, is they also have banned us because of memes that are offensive. They're offensive, which I actually believe, because we had a couple videos that were reported. They didn't actually give us a strike. They took the videos down last week. I thought we were going to lose the YouTube channel. I thought it's going to get completely nuked. Because I got one more community guideline violation between now and May 14th. Well, 13th, technically. May 13th is when our oldest community guideline strike expires. So it expires. So they're 90 days. So you get it, you get the strike, and then 90 days later, it expires. So it's kind of bullshit, if you want to know the honest truth. Because why? What the fuck is the three-strike system if you're going to give me two strikes every 90 days, right? That's kind of my thought. Like, what the fuck? Okay. So they give us two strikes every 90 days. And I'm probably going to go ahead and take advantage of the two strikes, because I'm going to be completely honest with you right here. Every time we get suspended and I get put into YouTube jail, this account grows even more. I don't know if they know that. I don't know if YouTube knows that. I don't know if the people reporting our content knows that. Every single time we get suspended from YouTube, this show grows. And we see more growth when we come back from a ban, right? I look red today. Someone's saying I look red today. I might be a little red. I don't know. I was out in the sun yesterday. I walked a lot yesterday. So I might have a little, my skin might be sun-kissed. Anywho, back to the business here. If they allow me to ban or to get banned twice in 90 days, and then we come back and our channel grows, why wouldn't I try to get banned? Right? Why wouldn't I try to do that? If it's going to grow the channel, right? If it's going to get more attention, because I've been gone for a while, and I didn't go anywhere. For all the yous, for you, those of you, Jesus Christ, it's fucking Monday, son of a bitch. For those of you on YouTube, we did not stop doing the show. I do the show every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 full hours. That's what we do. And we're going to continue to do that, whether we're on YouTube or not. Now, today, what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen today. And I'm considering doing this every day. We're going to do the A block right here, the first 30 minutes on YouTube. And then at the break, you know, we go to a break and then we come back and we show clips and shit. I'm going to cut YouTube off. So you're going to get to watch the first 30 minutes and then you're going to have to go to Twitch or you're going to have to go to Facebook. That's it. That's what we're going to do. And the reason why is because I don't want you to know, to not know that I'm not doing the show, but I also do not want to risk losing the YouTube channel because I got two strikes. I'm at two strikes. If I get one more community guideline violation, which I'm likely to do at some point, then I'll lose the channel. Screams ask, so is Tony back to one strike or two? I'm at two strikes until May 14th. May 14th, we are back to one strike. So then I can get another strike. Then I can go balls to the wall, baby. And I think that's what we're going to do as far as I'm concerned. May 14th, we're going to dig in deep. and we're going to test the boundaries of YouTube. Now, we're not going to stop doing the show the way that I want to do the show. The show is going to be exactly the same. It just ain't all going to be on YouTube because YouTube wants to ban us. And really, I think it's people reporting us. And I'm going to be honest with you, and a lot, this might piss a lot of you off, but I don't give a fuck. Go complain to this group of people. I actually think because of my outspoken voice against people like Glenn Kirshner and Midas Touch, paying attention to shiny objects just to make money, just to sell ads to you so that you'll watch ads instead of focusing on women's rights, instead of focusing on making sure that the turnout is as high as we possibly can get it. I'd like to see how much their channels say the word voting and ballots versus my channel versus what I say. I like to see it. I like to see the difference, like how many times I would bet that they probably do ad reads almost as much as I say the word ballot and voting. And it's a challenge to them. I'm challenging them, right? I'm challenging them to get back into the real fight. Not the fight for money, the fight for democracy. And I know a lot of people are going to be pissed off and upset. I think yesterday I did the Sunday rant. I talked about this yesterday too. We had some people like, I'm unsubscribing. Well, fucking good. Good, you fucking pussy snowflake. Good. Go on. Go sit in the corner and whine and cry and be a little bitch while the rest of us save democracy. We got to toughen up. And we can't be standing around talking about shit that doesn't fucking make a hell beans worth of difference in this election. Every single moment matters. And it's the reason why I speak out. It's the reason why. Because every fucking moment matters. And as we draw closer and closer and closer to November, if we're still trying to figure out whether Trump's going to jail or not, right? Because people are getting motherfuckers' hopes up. We got a good chance of losing some of these fucking seats that we could win. Instead of giving the real problem, right? And I focus on what I believe to be the real problem. And I think the audience has bought into it. I know it's the actual problem. It's white Christian nationalism. That's the actual problem that we have. That's the disease that is rotting our country. That's what it's doing. And Trump is just a symptom of this disease. Beth says, I'm a shit starter. I'm not starting shit. I'm pointing out the shit. People can get fucking mad at me if they want. I'm okay with that. Honestly, that's the reason why I feel like I'm the one that gets to speak out, is because I'm like, you know, bulletproof to anger and frustration about people attacking people on the left. I attacked TYT. And when I first started to attack TYT, oh my God, you son of a bitch, Tony, you can't do that. And I said, go watch that shit and tell me I'm wrong. And they went and watched that shit and they, well, you're not wrong. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse ever since. In 2022, I spoke out vocally against David Pakman and his defeatist attitude because he believed those polls and he believed that there was a red wave coming. And I told him he was full of shit and that he needs to fucking take some speed or something. David Pakman really needs to do some drugs. You know what I mean? I mean, look, David, you got a good following and everything, but you suck at this. Like, you're boring as fuck. You know, get drunk, do some drugs, something, fuck, do something, man. God, how the fuck do you hold an audience? Do they listen to you for the time that you talk? Good Lord. Anyways, so they were mad. People were pissed off that I was saying shit about David Pakman. Guess who doesn't give a fuck if you're mad at me? Me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it. When I see people on the left doing the wrong thing with messaging, I'm going to fucking say something. That's what I'm going to do. And if you don't like it, then you're in the wrong fucking spot. That you can't handle Tony saying crazy shit, even if he's got to say crazy shit about our side. By the way, TYT is not our side. I don't know if you noticed that. They're not our side anymore. They're not like our side, like democracy. They're like, no, we definitely want autocracy and we'll prefer Trump autocracy over Biden democracy. So all those people out there that hated on me for fucking telling the truth about TYT, go get fucked. Because I'm telling the truth about the other ones, too. And you know who the fuck I'm talking about. I'm telling the fucking truth about them. I'm telling the fucking truth about them. And that's what pisses some people off. The truth gets people mad. Oh, fuck. It gets people mad. Lies is where happiness lives. You know that? What's the old saying? Ignorance is bliss, right? Lies make people happy. That's the reason why a lot of people lie to themselves. Right. Like, let's just take a group of people for here real quick. The Midas Mighty might believe that Judge Gannon is not going to be the judge in the documents case. Right. And they believe that for like a fucking year that she's going to recuse herself. And every single motion, every single thing that happens, she's off the case. She's off the case. No, she's not going to. And she's still there. But the lie is to feel good, right? To yourself. It's to make you feel good. Well, fuck that shit. I don't give a fuck what makes me feel good or what the fuck makes you feel good. I don't give a shit. We ain't going to sit here and I'm just going to bullshit you and lull you to sleep for you to disengage in your democracy. That's not what we're going to do. I'm going to get you fired up and get you fucking pissed off and ready to go to the ballot box to fight these white Christian nationalists that are trying to take away fucking women's rights, trying to fucking criminalize pregnancies, trying to exterminate trans people, trying to ostracize and legislate LGBTQ people out of existence. Fuck you. Fuck you. We are not going to sit here and talk about no goddamn motion from no judge that ain't going to recuse herself from Florida just to make money. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And if you're mad at me because I won't do that, and then you're mad at me that I point out the people who are doing that, well, then you're mad at the wrong thing. You're mad at the wrong thing. And we got to straighten our shit up here. We got to straighten our fucking act up. It's one reason why the right wins a lot. It's the one reason why the right wins a lot. Because they don't put up with bullshit in their messaging. They don't put up with bullshit in their messaging. It's the one reason why Trump has destroyed Republican messaging. Because he's nothing but a stack of bullshit. And he says whatever the fuck comes to his dumbass buffoon mind. And then they try to clean up the fucking pieces afterwards. And it's all for money. He fucking hawks sneakers. He sells Bibles. He pimps water. He wants to get his supporters to buy digital trading cards. It's all a fucking bullshit grift. Yeah, it ain't Lawn Juice 1000 and Super Grift Gummies, but it might as well be. Might as well be. So all I ask is that when I'm saying this stuff about certain people, that you just know that I'm saying it not because I hate these people. I don't hate these people. I don't even dislike these people. I just think that in the fight for democracy, there's a better way of doing it. And that's my fucking opinion. That's my fucking opinion. And because it's my show, I get to say it. But because I carry the messaging on my back for this democracy, and I believe that that's getting more and more to be the case, I'm leaving space for people, okay? I'm leaving space for people to operate because I'm willing to go out on a limb and to say the things that I say, not just about the right, but about the left too. It creates space for people to ramp up their vitriol. To really get their rhetoric on fire. I create space for that. That's the whole point. And I'm being very transparent here, by the way. The right wing does this, but they do this in secret. They don't tell their audience this is what they're doing, right? They're not like, well, we're really going to ramp up the vitriol and rhetoric so that way we can get other people on our side. Maybe not all the way to our boundary, but we'll create space so that they get fucking crazy. And that's the point. That's the point. We got a fucking election to win, and we got a goddamn democracy to save. I don't know if you've read any part of Project 2025 or read the Cliff Notes at all, but son of a bitch, if you're not fucking paying attention to what the white Christian nationalists want to do to our democracy because you're fucking distracted by some judge that's going to save our democracy by jailing Trump or gag orders or recusals or fucking bonds.
We have to keep talking about this, including the minutiae.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck what they're doing? I don't give a good goddamn what a judge is doing in this country. I don't give a fuck what a prosecutor is doing in this country. I could care fucking less what the bond company's doing or what the state is doing to get the bond to go through. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to mock it. I'm going to make fun of it when I can because I'm going to win an election. That's what the fuck we're going to do. We're going to win a goddamn election. And the way we're going to win an election is to be loud and proud about our fucking democracy and point out the things that are going to drive people to the goddamn polls. Like this morning, this fucking dick-sucking piece of shit, Donald Trump, posted a video this morning laying claim to taking away women's rights, to killing women's rights, criminalizing pregnancies. And paving the way for him to win for any state out there to make a woman a second class citizen inside their fucking inside their boundaries. Well, you can go get fucked, friend. This is United States of America. And it says United States for a fucking reason, not divided states, you little fucking bitch. And if you're out there fucking watching videos trying to figure out if Donald Trump's going to go to jail before the election, then you're part of BlueAnon. BlueAnon is fucking real. It's real. And there's different levels of BlueAnon and there's different tribes of BlueAnon, but it's fucking real. You people are believing shit that's just not true. Judge Cannon, listen to me. Listen real good. Judge Cannon is not going to recuse herself. Okay? Judge Cannon is not going to be kicked off that case, numbnuts. You fucking dummy. It's not going to happen. So if you're watching a video and you're telling you that shit while they're selling you fucking Lawn Juice 1000 Super Griff gummies, they duped you into watching that stupid fucking video. They duped you into watching it, and they made about 10 grand doing it. They made money off your attention span because they know the Trump crack is real. They fed you the Trump crack. Fuck, I fed you the Trump crack this morning, and I'm transparent about it when I give you crack. You know what I mean? I give you a little taste of the crack cocaine. You know what I mean? The Trump crack cocaine before it gets put up Don Jr.'s nose, you know? I put Trump on the thumbnail. I tend to lead in with that son of a bitch. Right? I mean, I got to give you the Trump crack so you'll pay attention. We're like drug dealers, right? And I want you to come smoke weed with me. I want you to come chill and hang out and let's talk about shit that matters. But if you're a crackhead, you know, if you're a Trump crackhead, then I got to give you a little bit of the Trump crack to get you to my house so we can smoke weed together. You know what I mean? If you want to put it in that context. But as far as the YouTube channel goes, I believe that it's those people that are mad at me for telling the truth about what I'm telling the truth about that are reporting our shit. That's what I think. Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's all the people on our side who are reporting me. I don't have any proof of it other than people, you know, posting shit, posting comments on Apple Podcasts. I don't think it's the righties. The Cheeto Humping Fuck Nuggets do is they just type out Trump 2024 and then they move on to the next video. Right? I don't think they're spending time. I don't even know if they can read enough to report my content, right? You actually have to read. You got to be able to select which one you think it brings to community guidelines. I don't even know if they can fucking read to report my content. It's all those Glenn hacks and the Midas Mighty that I think are reporting the content because they're mad because I tell the truth. And the truth is a bitch. It happens. The truth is a bitch. It is. See, here's Mike. I don't know if he's joking or this is real. Oh, no, it's real. Look, see, I told you, American Patriot, Trump 2024. See what he does on Facebook? See, that's what the fucking, that's what, they can't read to report. They can't read. So, Crystal says, no, they report also. Yeah, but I'm telling you, Crystal, I know it feels like it, but MAGA struggles with me. Cheeto Hump and Fuck Nuggets struggle with me. They struggle. Like, I don't get a lot of the death threats. I don't get a lot of the, I'm going to come kill you and all that bullshit. I don't get that stuff. And the reason why is because probably how I look, how I sound. It really confuses them. And my attitude, like my delivery, you know, there's no one on the left that delivers like I deliver. Right. I is the anti-fash mailman, and I deliver every single weekday right here from the Antifa corporate headquarters in Commie Falls, Missouri. We will keep broadcasting every single weekday for 2 full hours. Now, if you're on YouTube right now and you can hear my voice and you're like, I'm so glad Tony's back on YouTube, I'm about to shit in your cereal because I'm going to go to commercial here soon and I'm going to cut YouTube off. That's right. We're not going to broadcast from YouTube anymore. Maybe we'll just do the first 30 minutes every day. Maybe that's what we'll do. Just the first 30 minutes is what YouTube gets. So if you want to watch this show, it is on. It is on Twitch, YouTube, X-Chan. I can't broadcast to Instagram for some fucking reason. Now, if you want to know where to watch this show for the remainder after 30 minutes, you just go to thetonymichaels.com and you can click this this link at the top. It'll bring you to where we are live. Or you can go down and you can find me on Twitch. You can follow me on X. You can go follow us on Facebook. You can watch this thing in Discord. That's another place you can watch this thing if you join the Discord server. And I want to thank everyone last night who came to the Sunday rant and who listened to me talk about the YouTube ban and the YouTube suspension. And I'm glad that you joined me this morning for the first 30 minutes to talk about this. And there were several people that upgraded their Patreon membership and also joined Patreon. And there were several people that bought shots and gave live support during the show, which you can do right here. You can buy a shot. You can give a Venmo super chat. Let's see who was the super chat from yesterday. And you can also contribute to the swear jar, all that kind of support is welcome. It was James A said, thanks for doing what you do. And thank you, James, for your support. And so many people last night that gave shots and bought rounds for everybody. It means a lot to me. It does mean a lot. But this channel means a lot. And because the fuck'em fam and our voices mean a lot, I don't want to nuke this channel. So I don't want to do anything that's going to get this channel canceled, gone. So if you are on YouTube right now and you want to watch the rest of the show, you are going to have, after the break, you're going to have to go to Facebook or you're going to have to go to Twitch. And I know I hate it. I hate it, but don't go see if you can figure out how to email Google. I'm sure if you wanted to email Google or email YouTube, you could Google it and find out how to do that. I'm sure there's somewhere on the internet that shows you how to email the problem, because you can be mad at me, but it ain't going to do you no good. I can't fix the problem. It's YouTube that can fix the problem. It is YouTube that can fix the problem. So in the break, I don't know, Google that shit or something. I don't know. We'll be right back on most platforms right after this.
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Are you ready for best pizza of life? Bring friends down to Pepperoni Hug Spot. Our chefs make pizza with heart and special touch. Cheese, pepperoni, vegetable, and more secret things. Need delivery? Pizzas come fast. Knock, knock, who's there? Pizza magic. Eat Pepperoni Hug Spot pizza. Your tummy say thank you. Your mouth say, mmm. Pepperoni Hug Spot. It's like family, but with more cheese.
Catch Tony's Twitch stream, The Shit List Roundup, at twitch.tv/TheTonyMichaels. We're back to the King of Brilliance. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Oh, boy, the people on YouTube are going to be very upset. We dropped about half the audience. So that shows you how much I am dedicated to making sure that we do not lose that YouTube channel. Because as soon as I dropped the YouTube, we lost about half the audience here on the Monday edition, April 8th of the Tony Michaels Podcast. Again, we will broadcast every single fucking weekday, wherever I can. And I don't think Elon Musk is ever going to stop letting me broadcast X. I don't know if he pays attention enough or not to make me stop broadcasting from X-Chan. It's possible. I'm not really sure. But we'll see. We'll find out if that's the case. But we will broadcast, even if I got to broadcast from a website somewhere. We'll do it that way. But again, if you're joining us on Twitch, thank you very much. If you're joining us on Facebook, thank you very much. And I know it's going to be a certain, you know, it's going to be a rough month here for some people because they want it on YouTube, right? They want this shit on YouTube. But here's the thing is if we're going to do parody and satire and we're going to say some crazy shit and show some crazy shit on the show, and they're going to ban us for it or suspend us on YouTube, then I'm not going to show the second half. I'll show the first 30 minutes because I can pretty much control what I say in the first 30 minutes. But when I'm showing other videos, I can't really control what's in those videos, right? Meaning I can't control how people consume those videos as far as whether it's satire or parody, whether they think it's offensive or it's not offensive. And I typically say offensive things around the videos that we're showing. So, you know, that's how we're going to get down. Now, this week, I have several guests lined up. Of course, Thursday will be Cliff. I'm hoping to keep that on YouTube with Cliff. So I'm hoping to keep Cliff on. And then tomorrow, we may have Black Knight back again. I'm not really sure. I haven't confirmed. It's a loose yes. But if we have that, maybe I'll keep that going up on YouTube. But again, it's hard for me to justify torching the channel for that. So let's see. What do we got here? Anywho. All right. Let's go to some clips. Here is the clip of shit. I didn't post that? Well, fuck. Oh, well. Piss on it. I'm not very good at this stuff. All right. Let's let the row rage begin. Here's Grandpa. And someone pointed out in the producer's corner this morning, this guy looks like shit, man. Holy fuck. Look at this guy. This is a video he released today. Who in the... I mean, I know the son of a bitch has had to pay out like $600 million, right? And he's trying to get a bond and shit, and he can barely get a bond to keep himself out of jail here and keep his properties out of jail. But apparently he has sacrificed his makeup artist and he's hired a new wish.com version of this makeup that he's doing. Look at this mother. What the fuck? What in the fuck is with his hair and his makeup, man? This guy looks like trash. You know what? I think it was Mighty Librarian said in the producer's corner this morning, because I posted this video on my Twitter account. I had to go verify that it was real because I thought it was fake too. I thought it could be AI. You know, is it real or is it AI? I don't know. When you see it, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. But he looks like trash. I mean, just straight fucking trash. But also the video is edited a little weird too. And I don't know if it's because it took him a little bit to admit that he took away women's rights and was he paved the way to criminalize pregnancy and ban women's privacy in doctor's offices. But he certainly does that in this video. Let's watch.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights.
Abortion and abortion rights. Notice he doesn't say the word woman. He doesn't say woman. He doesn't say he grabs women. He doesn't grab abortions. Now, this is all intentional, right? And the reason why is because they know they're going to struggle with the woman's vote. I showed you a clip last week of Steve Bannon, his top strategist for Project 2025, and one of his campaign strategists. Steve Bannon has said that they're not going to concern themselves with suburban women. The suburban women are lost to Trump. There's no way they're going to win because, you know, bigotry and taking away women's rights, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, they don't even want women in suburbia to vote. Okay. I mean, unless they're Republican. At this point, I think these scumbags would let a Republican woman vote, but I think that's probably the bar. But notice he does not say women's rights. Who else has fucking rights to abortions besides women? Huh? Who the fuck else has any kind of rights to that sort of health care? Anyone with a sausage out there want to answer that? Anyone with a wiener in their pants want to answer? What kind of person, what kind of demographic has the rights to health care that might include abortion services? Huh? For these people to walk around claiming they're the only ones who know what a woman is, they clearly do not know that rights to certain medical procedures are women's rights, you fucking bonehead.
Especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded.
No, they didn't. All legal scholars, both sides. So what he's saying is legal scholars everywhere wanted Roe v. Wade to be torched. That is such a bunch of bullshit. The reason why Roe v. Wade exists in the first place is to regulate that type of healthcare for women, because prior to that decision, it wasn't regulated and it was very fucking unsafe. Women fucking died. Women fucking died because of it. And someone's pointing out to me, and I think my my lovely sidekick, my wife, is listening to me in the other room because she just texts me. And now technically I ask anyone who has a wiener in their pants. And last time I checked, she does not. But she texts me. She said transgender men should have rights to those services. Very true. Fair enough. But I doubt Donald Trump would let transgender men live long enough to receive any kind of fucking health care like we're talking about them receiving. Yeah, he'll send them to those staging grounds, those concentration camps, you know, repatriate them into Mexico, kicking them out of planes without parachutes, of course, because that's how you do. And of course, you guys are giving love to Mrs. Tony. So thank you. So there's the answer to your question. Yes, It is true. It is true. My studio is very, very close to our master suite. And because of that, sometimes my better half can hear most of the show. And it's kind of funny in that way, because later on in the day, we might be talking politics and she'll say, I know. I heard your fucking show. So she doesn't actually have to listen on YouTube or the internet. She hears live. She's the live studio audience, as it were. So anywho, let's get back to the fentanyl fearher here and talk about how he's proud that he stripped away women's rights, specifically women's rights to health care and criminalizing pregnancies. Go ahead, Grandpa.
Be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended.
Those wrinkly old white men, the conservative white men who couldn't get fucked in the first place, they wanted it ended. They want to end abortion. They wanted to end Roe v. Wade. So that's what I did for those men. And I did it to the women because the men wanted it. And we all know that it's the men that matter. All men's lives matter. I mean, the white ones, at least. What a fucking asshat. Saying the Nazi part out loud. I don't know if you can hear it, but he's saying the Nazi part out loud. And I actually couldn't be more excited for this fat fuck to make content like this. He really should be making more content like this on the daily. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Hails to the yeah. He makes our job turning out the vote against MAGA so much fucking easier. It's going to be so fucking easy if he keeps doing shit like this, admitting right out loud that, yeah, I fucking hate women and we don't want women to have fucking rights, nor do we want them to decide if they can get rights or not. Even if it's in the fucking states, we don't want them to decide. Listen to what he says.
Must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month.
Okay, now that's just not categorically not true. Okay, I guess I would be considered a Democrat. I don't vote for Republicans. I would never fucking vote for a Republican. Maybe to torch a campaign, but I would never vote for a fucking Republican. I don't like Nazis. I'm kind of anti-fash, you know, if you want to know the honest truth. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know if you caught on, but yeah. But here, he's a fucking liar, okay? Here's the thing. Is no one wants abortions after they're born. That's called murder, dummy. That's what Republicans do. Republicans starve children. Republicans separate children from their fucking parents. Republicans want to fucking kill children. That's what they want to do. They want to put them in work camps. They want to make sure they're not educated. They don't want to fucking feed them. That's what Republicans do, okay? That's what people like you fucking piece of shit. That's what you do, okay? Now, I actually think that a woman should be able to abort a pregnancy up until the very fucking moment that baby is born. You goddamn right. I think they should be able to do that. I think there are certain circumstances that should allow a woman to do that if the need be. Now, that's statistically, if you want to talk stats and data, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Generally speaking, if a pregnancy goes south for no reason other than, you know, nature and science, it goes south long before the day that the baby's due. Okay? All right? It's just how it works. And no guy who looks like this should be telling women when and where and how their pregnancies are criminal. They just shouldn't. All right. It's not a thing. And most Americans believe that this motherfucker shouldn't be telling women and families. If we can throw that in there, shouldn't be telling women and families when and where their pregnancies are criminal. Probably shouldn't be doing that, dude. Probably not. But I'm glad you're saying the Nazi part out loud. It excites me. Keep getting me excited. Let's hear what else you got to say.
The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is,
That's exactly what it is. Trust me, I know. We did it at the border. We want to execute them. We want to kill. They're not humans at the border. These are not humans. These are animals coming across the border. This kind of shit, this is the video that America needs to see. I don't know how many people are going to be talking about the eclipse today, right? I don't know how many. A lot. A lot of fucking people are going to be talking about the eclipse today. The media is going to be covering eclipse. The media is going to be covering a lot of stuff that's happening in Gaza and Israel. Let's see. They're covering books about Trump and the Trump campaign. I heard this morning. You know, I listen to Morning Joe on Mondays, and I couldn't stand it. Someone was selling a book on Morning Joe about the Trump campaign, and boy, they were really normalizing those fucking Nazis. Oh, they were normalizing the shit out of them. Right on MSNBC. And Joe tried to push back, but it didn't work very well. This should be the number one fucking story. The number one fucking story. From now until November, really, if you want to know the honest truth. Because what he wants for women and what he's saying about women here is the same fucking lies he's going to tell about trans people. The same fucking lies he's going to tell about migrants. The same fucking lies he's going to tell about the LGBTQ community. The same fucking lies he's going to tell about liberals. The same fucking lies he's going to tell about blue states. The same fucking lies he's going to tell about ballots. Same motherfucking lies he's going to talk about, he's going to say about Russia. Same fucking lies he's going to tell about Biden. Same fucking lies he's going to tell about China. It's all fucking lies. It's all fucking lies. It always is lies. It always was lies. And that's the point. That's the point. The cruelty is the fucking point. To look at a woman who wants to be pregnant, who is desiring to add to their family in the sixth, seventh, eighth month, they get news that they are not going to be a parent, that that child is not going to be born alive. It's got to be devastating. Devastating. When you're talking about medical procedures that have to do with pregnancy, other than delivery of a live baby in that third trimester, and I'm a dude, and I don't know much about this stuff, but I would say you got the fucking room painted, you got the crib put together, you fucking had baby showers and diaper parties, you got mounds and mounds of baby toys and baby clothes, everything reminding you of what you're not going to have. Absolutely fucking devastating. And for this fucking piece of fucking trash to stomp all over those people. And listen, those examples in that later months is few and far between. Our healthcare in this country, as far as women are concerned, has come a long way since Roe v. Wade. And the reason why is because after Roe v. Wade, doctors, medical clinics, hospitals, they all took women's health care fucking seriously. They got mortality rates down, okay? They got it down to a science. They know when there's a problem with a pregnancy. They know it because they got a lot of fucking practicing. Women be pregnant, motherfuckers. Women be pregnant. That's how it works. How do you think we all fucking got here, dummy? And for this little piece of shit right here to be saying this garbage out of his fucking cocksucker, because that's what it is. It's a big old dick sucker. Look at this. I'm surprised Putin's ball sack doesn't have a shiny white spot on his makeup here. I mean, look at his fucking ears and his hairline. It's shiny as fuck. I'm surprised he ain't got a Nutshack's shadow on his chin. But for him to make a video like this, and yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting because, again, he's saying the Nazi part out loud. And really, honestly, this is going to enrage voters. Engage them. Use their fucking strategic outrage to talk to their fucking families. Talk to their friends. The people they're at the PTA with. The people they're standing in line at the fucking grocery store that says, oh, egg prices are high. Yeah, well, wait till you can't vote, bitch. Wait till you can't vote. Wait till you don't get to decide what your healthcare choices are, huh? Wait till you don't even get to go to the doctor. I mean, I would imagine that this fucking fascist right here wants to put people in charge that would make sure that a woman has to have a man's permission to go to a fucking doctor. Oh, Tony, that's crazy. Is it? Is it fucking crazy that these Republicans will pass laws to make sure that a man has to give a woman permission to go to a fucking doctor? Is it really that crazy? Come on. Am I saying shit that ain't that far away? This fucking son of a bitch is talking about how women are murdering babies as soon as they come out of their vajayjays. That's what he's saying. He's saying they're cutting heads off babies when they're born. That shit ain't happening. It ain't happening. I mean, again, the Republicans are separating them from their families. They're starving them down at the border. They want to make sure that they get in work camps early. You know, they don't want to educate them. They're doing their damnedest to fucking kill children right now. Republicans are. They're doing their fucking damnedest. But it's out of turn for me to say that these Republicans aren't going to start writing laws that men, I mean, isn't that what they're doing? Isn't that the purpose anyways, is men telling women what the fuck they can and can't do? Oh, just elect me, Mr. Nazi, and I'll tell those women what they can and can't do. I'll pass legislation to make sure they have to ask me permission to go to the doctor. That's what they're doing. Let's hear what kind of permission he wants them to get.
The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees.
Executed. Now, this is foreshadowing, by the way. I don't know if you know that either. This is called foreshadowing. What he's foreshadowing? What is he foreshadowing? Well, he's foreshadowing that he's going to execute babies. That's what he's foreshadowing. It's insanity. It looks fake. It doesn't look real, but it is. It's 100% real. 100%. And he's saying that shit out loud. And he ain't going to stop saying that shit out loud either. And ain't going to quit. So I hope you're ready. And I hope you're ready to hold people out there on the left accountable too. To make sure they don't fuck around. Because if we fuck around with this one, we may just find out. We may just find out. And again, the headlines today are going to be packed. Packed. Packed full of eclipse shit, but it should be this shit that gets it.
Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that.
It's called murder, dumb fuck, and it's not, again, It's Republicans trying to murder babies. It's Republicans trying to molest babies. It's Republicans focused in on babies' genitals. It's weird stuff, but that's what's happening. It ain't fucking Democrats doing that shit. Okay. All right. All right. You got it? We want women to have access to healthcare. We want women to have access to safe healthcare. We want women to make their own fucking choices for themselves and their families. Between them and their doctor. Not having no wrinkly white ass fucking ball sack in the room standing there telling them what they can and can't do and what doctor's appointments they can and can't have. All right. Bottom line, that's what we want. Now, there's also some other news out there about Project 2025. And really, I think the focus is getting lost on this little clip here. And I forget what this fucking bitch's name is. Let me see. What the hell is this? Tony, you shouldn't call people that. Why? She's a fucking cunt. What do you want from me? If there's a better word out there than cunt or bitch for scumbags like this, then, you know, you're welcome to type it in the chat. And you're welcome to have your opinion that you don't like that word. But we have people across the pond who listen to this show, and that is a very important word. Oh, yeah, skank. You're right. I could use the word skank. But, I mean, hey, I don't know that skank goes far enough for this lady here. Oh, what is it that this lady did, you say? Well, we're gonna talk about it, and it should be focused around Project 2025. Now, I'm going to show you a little bit of an example of how the left-wing media is derelict in their duty, and they don't understand how to do this stuff, okay? So I'm going to roll up my sleeves here because this is very important work that we're doing here, and I'm fucking kind of getting hot. But here's the thing. We're going to roll up our sleeves to show you how to do this work because everything, all of it, no matter what you're talking about, whether you're mocking them or you're on a fucking tirade, a rant, it needs to be about two subjects, two of them, two topics from now until the election. And that is this. The fact that they want to strip away women's rights, all of them. They want to make women second class citizens. They don't even want them to fucking vote. And they want to make sure that men have to give women permission to go to certain doctors and certain doctors' offices. That's what they want. Also, there's the Project 2025 thing, which kind of plays into the whole women's rights. They just want to do the whole women's rights thing to everyone else that they don't like. You know what I mean? That's what the Project 2025 is about. Now, this fucking skanky cunt right here, okay? Let's see. Twatsy is some other good ones. Well, let's say she's good with cunt. And we've got a twat. We got a twatsy. A trunt. I'm guessing that's a Trump cunt, maybe, you know, a trunt. Which I'm all for this. This one ain't bad. Let's see. Did I lose it? Jesus Christ, you guys are typing them in like crazy here. Where's the one I just saw? Yeah, here it is. Snowden says Cupid stunt. Yeah, if you want to do it like that. But this skank right here, she is RFK Jr.'s. I don't know if you've heard of this guy. RFK Jr.'s New York State director. So she is the director of his campaign in the state of New York, which is one of the states they're trying to target for the ballot, right? RFK Jr. is not going to be on the ballot in a lot of these states. He's just not going to have ballot access being an independent, but they can still probably write him in and that sort of shit. But she says the Nazi part out loud here, right? She says the Nazi part out loud here. If you catch it, I'll show it to you in this clip. But here's the thing is that this is all Project 2025. And the reason why is because RFK Jr. is probably being blackmailed. I'm not sure by what. It may be a Jeffrey Epstein type tape. It might be some other compromat that's on RFK Jr. that Steve Bannon and Donald Trump has used against him. But they're using it against him either way. I don't think he's doing this of his own stupidity or volition. I don't think someone would abandon their entire fucking family, especially a family like the Kennedys, just to go on a stupid tirade like this, just to get Trump elected. And that's their goal. Listen up.
So right now, the way that I see it, and, you know, things, I guess, will change over time because you do have to only pick one candidate at the end of the day. But the Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, the enemy, our mutual enemy is Biden.
Their mutual enemy is Biden. So RFK, when he's talking about choices, right, and he's talking about choices on the ballot, right, he's not talking about choices against Trump, right? Because that's what that means. If you hear the Nazi part, and it's really fucking wild that there's a white cross in the background, and then this is at some fucking church somewhere. This is at some goddamn church somewhere, and it ain't a Catholic church, which the dead Kennedys will be rolling in their fucking grave, all right? When you heard what she said, the common enemy of Trump and RFK Jr. is Biden. Not the common enemy of Biden and Trump, and Biden and RFK are Trump. You see how she fucking framed it? You see how she fucking framed it? Ratchet says, but Tony, crosses are brown. And they're always brown. They're not black. They're usually not white. They're brown. But white people like to make crosses white, Ratchet. That's what white people like to do. They're like, we don't like that brown cross. Let's make a white one. let's do it in white. All white, all white, all white. You know, that sort of thing. But she says the Nazi part out loud here because her goal is to be the enemy of Biden and to have a common enemy with Biden. Now, she kind of steps in it, too, if you think about it, right? Think about this for a second. If RFK Jr. and Trump are the common enemy of Biden, right, then RFK Jr. and Trump are going to fight over the enemy Biden votes, right, which is kind of the case. That's actually the case. So, you know, this is all true. This is true. RFK Jr. is not the enemy of Trump. He's the enemy of Biden, which means that he's going to pull Trump votes, not Biden votes. Okay? Not Biden votes. But go ahead.
Whether you support Bobby or Trump, we all oppose Biden. 270 wins the election. If you don't get to 270, if nobody gets to 270, then Congress picks the president.
Then Congress picks the president. If no one gets to 270, Congress picks the president. Well, that would assume that Bobby Kennedy gets a state, if you want to do it that way. And really, the math isn't really working out for this fucking stupid cunt anyways, because she's trying to act like the state of New York is going to go some sort of way. Listen.
Right. Right now, we have a majority of Republicans in Congress. So who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick if it's a Republican Congress? They'll pick Trump.
Yes, and she's okay with that. RFK's New York director is okay with them picking Trump. So RFK Jr. is for Trump. He's for Trump. Now, I actually think this is a great thing. I know a lot of people want to freak out with their hair on fire with this, but she's telling the truth here, okay? Just listen to what she's saying, right? Listen to what she's saying specifically. And then I'll tell you how this is good for Biden. This isn't bad for Biden.
So we're rid of Biden either way. People kept continually telling me, wow, that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea. So, you know, I'm kind of mulling it around. What should I do with this? What should I do with this? And then I got a call from the campaign and, you know, they were going to hire me as their New York State director. And I said, okay, I want to take the job, but I'm going to tell you right now that this is part of my messaging. And if I'm allowed to preach that, if I'm allowed to, you know, get that message out there, then yeah, I will definitely work for the campaign, but I don't want to be restricted in what I say, because I think this is a really winning strategy.
So basically she's admitting that she's a Trumper and that she wants Trump elected, because that's her strategy, is to get Trump elected. Now, all right. bear with me. This is a really stupid strategy. This person is a fucking idiot. Okay. She's a fucking idiot. It's the dumbest, most boneheaded thing ever. And the media is going to report it different. You're going to see left wingers totally freak out that she's saying this. They're going, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Listen, there couldn't be any better message than this. This is a great message. This is a fantastic message. I would actually encourage all people in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, Texas. I hope people in Arizona and Nevada are listening to this message. People who are really, really, really want to have a strategy for Trump to win. This is a winning strategy for Trump to definitely, definitely win. I can't tell you how excited I am about her strategy to get Trump to win. All right, just smoke this out for a half second, right? Let's say these fucking idiots are able to get this messaging out to Trump supporters, which that's who they're going to be pimping this shit to. They're not going to be going to no fucking voters that are going to vote for democracy over autocracy. And be like, yeah, well, if you just vote for RFK, then Trump will be president. Like, oh, all right. Well, I don't want to vote for Trump. I hate that motherfucker. Why would I vote for this guy that is going to try to get Trump elected? So that's not who this message is going to resonate with. This messaging is going to resonate with people who would vote for Trump. And they're going to say, yeah, you know what? This is like a 4D chess move. You know how these fucking megalodites, these QAnoners, these Cheeto-humping fuck nuggets operate, right? They operate in a total fucking different dimension of delusion. I mean, goddamn, they're so close to the Kool-Aid moment. I can smell the fucking oh yes. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I should have gave you a chance. I should have gave you a chance. But here's the thing. I can't tell you how fucking happy I am about this lady's strategy. And I can't tell you how happy I am that RFK Jr. is letting her out there talk about this out in front of the microphone. And I hope she goes down to Arizona and goes from county to county to county to county. Now, she's in New York, but I think they should make her their national messaging machine. Because honestly, the message that if you just vote for RFK, that can help Trump win. That's fantastic. Okay. That is fucking fantastic. That's great. I don't know if her goal is to actually fucking get rid of Joe Biden, but if your goal is to get rid of Joe Biden with the Electoral College, your message should not be just vote for RFK to get Trump elected by voting for Congress or some stupid shit. Because what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. If they can get this message out, which I hope they can, to all Trump supporters everywhere, these Cheeto-humping fuck nuggets, I'm hoping what they can do is get a shitload of Trump voters to go vote for RFK in hopes that Trump will win. Right? Think about that. Think about that. Think about what I just said. My hope is they can get hundreds of thousands of Trump supporters to go vote for RFK Jr. in the general election, hoping that Donald Trump will be elected president of the United States by Congress. Okay. Are you following me? Are you following me? Because if you're following the bouncing ball, you would know that Trump voters going out in mass and voting for RFK Jr. to make sure Trump wins is an absolute nail in his coffin. Absolute nail in his coffin. And this is all about Project 2025 for these fucking scumbags. And that's where I want to go with this. Because these people are so fucking deluded that this country even would even consider Project 2025 as an option. I would bet that we would get 85% of people, if they knew what Project 2025 was and you laid it out in simple form for them, what type of governance Project 2025 would bring us, 85% of people would say, hell no. Nope, not going to do it. And then there's the 15% of people who want to control motherfuckers, who will do anything, who will attempt any strategy to put fascism in power. Any strategy, even the dumbest of fucking strategies. I cannot believe that this fucking idiot pimped this plan to the RFK Jr. campaign. They're like, yeah, go out and say that shit. Oh my God. And their goal is to get Trump elected. And so they're going to go tell Trump supporters to vote for RFK Jr. That's fucking brilliant. That's fucking, and just, you don't get any smarter than that, lady. Woo, baby. You fucking bonehead. But listen to the front end of this. Listen again, how she wants Project 2025.
So right now, the way that I see it, and, you know, things, I guess, will change over time because you do have to only pick one candidate at the end of the day. But the Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, the enemy, our mutual enemy is Biden.
Mutual enemy is Biden because Biden's for democracy. We definitely want democracy. Definitely want democracy. Okay, that's what we want. We want democracy. Our autocracy. Which is it?
Fucking boneheads. Now, this was actually, I want to give credit here. So this was busted wide open by my friend Christopher Webb. Now, he hashtags a lot, spoiler for Trump. And this person's name is Rita Palma. This cunt's name is Rita Palma. Here's her Twitter handle if you'd like to message her and tell her what you think. The problem is she has it all locked up right now. She had to lock her Twitter account. Poor thing. Oh, boy. She really wanted to get out there and say her messaging no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. But here's another clip from my friend, Christopher Webb.
Okay. So there's no Biden voters in the House, right? No. Okay, good. Okay. Things, I guess, will change over time because you do have to only pick one candidate at the end of the day. But the Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, the enemy, our mutual enemy is Biden. Since Biden is counting on us with Bobby in the mix, my thought is for the Republicans. See, Bobby right now, he's pulling from both sides. Right now, he's actually pulling a little bit more from Biden, which explains why the DNC is kind of ganging up on him. They have a special committee to go after independent candidates. Yep.
That's all bullshit, by the way. That's all bullshit. Listen, the Democratic National Convention and the committee is going to actually protect their candidate no matter what. No matter what, no matter who the candidate is, they're going to protect their candidate, especially when you have someone like RFK Jr. who claimed he was a Democrat and then ran as an independent. They're going to protect their independent. Are they going to protect their candidate from independent candidates who used to be Democrats trying to run a third party ticket as a Democrat in states? They're going to protect their candidate. They're going to do that. That's why we have the Democratic National Committee, right? But this idea that somehow RFK Jr. is pulling more Biden votes than Trump votes is a bunch of bullshit. In the fact that when she opened this fucking thing, she said, are there any Biden voters here? Any Biden voters here? No. They're like, nope. Nope. They can't get Biden voters to show up at RFK Jr. events, but there's more Biden voters that are going to vote for RFK Jr.? You're fucking out of your mind. It's all a bunch of delusion and bullshit. These people are coming up with these fucking bunk-ass polls, and when you start listening to polls, you're going to start being fucking wrong. You're going to start being fucking wrong because these polls are bullshit.
They say independent candidates, like non-affiliated candidates, they really mean Bobby, because Bobby's the only third party that anybody's taking seriously. So
people are taking him seriously other than anti-vaxxers? Come on, man. Who is taking RFK Jr. seriously besides anti-vaxxers? Who? Give me a good example. Joe Rogan? Is that who? That's who's taking? Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you how scared I am of Joe Rogan's audience turning on Biden. Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense. How does anyone believe this bullshit? anyone.
So they developed a committee just to go after him and to get him off of the ballot in any way they can, especially it seems as though they're going after the battleground states more than the deep blue states. Bobby's moving the blues on his.
Oh, my God. They're going after the battleground states and the deep blue states. Yeah, in general, that's how it works any cycle, you fucking dumb. Who in the fuck did they hire to fucking brief these people on how elections work? Jesus fucking Christ. Listen, honestly, if these people really are Democrats, if these people really are Democrats and they're all in and voting for RFK to get Trump elected for Project 2025, you can fucking have them. You can fucking have them, MAGA. You can fucking have these motherfuckers. They're the dumbest people on the fucking planet. And honestly, I want these election strategists to be part of the fucking Trump machine, because this is the dumbest shit I have ever heard. The dumbest election strategy I have ever heard. And honestly, I don't know if the DNC is fucking cheering and yelling and screaming and celebrating today, but they should be over this video. Because if this really is RFK Jr.'s election strategy, it is going to go bad for Trump. Not good for RFK. It's going to go bad for Trump. Very bad for Trump. And Steve Bannon is the one who created this fucking monster. So congratulations, Stevie.
His own. If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, California.
Did she almost call Chicago a state? She gives away the game, baby. She gives away the fucking game. Listen, you may think it's like a Freudian slip, right? But she is a fucking racist ass bigot. I guarantee goddamn to you within 5 minutes before or after this conference that she gave, she said the N-word with the hard R at least two or three times. Yes, Chicago isn't a state, but she thinks Illinois, she thinks black people, she thinks Chicago. She thinks the N-word with a hard R. That's what she thinks. She thinks. That's what comes to her mind. Black people. When she's like, Chicago? The state of Chicago. You know, ew, gross. What a fucking idiot.
New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue. Why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden and get those 28 electoral votes in New York? The card's a little wrong. It says 26 electoral votes. Give those 28 electoral votes to Bobby rather than to Biden, thereby reducing Biden's 270. And we all know how that works, right? 270.
Yeah, 270. So there's her strategy. There's her strategy. If you give the 28 votes from New York, which I don't know if she knows this. I don't know if she knows this, but Trump is highly, very highly unpopular in New York. I don't know if she knows that. They fucking hate that son of a bitch. there are people who hate Trump on this planet, and then there are people in New York that fucking despise the existence of Donald Trump. I don't think she's really fully educated on how much, and I know she lives in the state of New York and she thinks she's gonna win the state of New York for Bobby, but Babby isn't winning New York. And frankly, all the people in New York that want Trump to win, go vote for Bobby. Go do it, you fucking dummies. I would be so happy. I would be so happy if like 10-15% of the New York vote go vote for Bobby Kennedy over Trump, and Biden still takes all 28 electoral votes. And then like down in Arizona, all those fucking they get fooled, they get tricked into this idea, and Biden runs away with Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Oh fuck. I actually see Biden winning North Carolina and Ohio, folks. The fucking white Christian nationalist that we have down in North Carolina, Mark Robinson, and then that fucking weirdo witch lady who's, yeah, she's a witchcraft, and not witchcraft. It's just, I mean, she reminds me of the witch on Wizard of Oz. She'll steal your fucking dog. You know what I'm talking about? She'll put it in the basket. Yeah, she's a fucking witch. Not like a, you know, bibbity bobbity boo. You know, there's a good witch and there's a bad witch and there's a sandwich. She's a bad witch. But that fucking cunt is running for the Department of Education to run the Department of Education. And she's saying crazy ass QAnon shit. We're going to win North Carolina, folks. We're going to win North Carolina. We're going to win. We are going to fucking win North Carolina. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome, which means that we have a chance to win Ohio because they have some closeted gay man who fucking hates gay people, who's a gay hater. He wants to legislate gay people out of existence. I'm not sure how that works, how you legislate yourself out of existence. But I mean, if the closet doors are shut tight, maybe you can legislate everyone else that's gay and not you. I don't know. But Sherrod Brown is the Democratic senator in Ohio. And Sherrod Brown is definitely for workers' rights and women's rights and LGBTQ people's rights. So when you got a candidate that is out to get in people's human rights, and then you got someone like Sherrod Brown who's for people's rights, which Ohio made this choice. Ohio had an election and said, no, you're not going to take people's human rights. You're not going to fucking tell women what pregnancies are criminal or not. We're going to codify women's rights to health care in our Constitution. They did that. Oh, fuck. We can win Ohio. We can win North Carolina. And this fucking cunt is fucking strategizing on how to make Trump lose New York worse. Good. Go for it. I can't wait for them to send this idiot to Arizona and fucking Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania ain't that goddamn far away from New York. Send her down to fucking Pennsylvania for crying out loud. Let her be the goddamn director of Pennsylvania. Or Michigan, or Ohio. Send this fucking idiot to Ohio. Hell, I bet I could get enough Democrats to pay for this lady to get a fucking plane ticket. What a bonehead. Keep going, Boney.
70 wins the election?
Yeah,
If you don't get to 270, gets to 270, then Congress picks the president. So who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick if it's a Republican Congress? They'll pick Trump. So we're...
Yay, go pick Trump. That's where we want. Project 2025. That's what I'm paid to say. Woo! Woohoo! Steve Bannon and all that Trump money is paying us to fucking try to elect Trump. This is just a strategy from the Trump campaign. And it's the dumbest strategy ever. And I am excited that this fucking idiot is pimping this strategy in front of people. Really excited about it. I hope she doesn't stop. I hope she doesn't fucking stop. So thank you to my friend Christopher Webb. Now you should definitely go follow Chris. He's all over this story. Here is a post from her Twitter account. Just a friendly reminder, New York, Cali, Illinois. I guess it's Illinois right here. It's not Chicago. Connecticut, New Jersey, and Maryland. Let's take those votes from Biden so Joe's a loser. So that and just shows you that they want Trump to win. They're not for Bobby Kennedy. They're not for RFK. RFK isn't running for RFK. He's not. He's running to elect Trump. That's been the whole plan the entire time. It's just a really stupid strategy. So it's not surprising that it's coming from the fucking the Trump campaign. It really isn't. Here's a little more of her remarks of why New York is a good place for this strategy.
Right now, the task we have at hand is collecting 45,000 signatures to get Bobby on the ballot because he's not the current 2024 Democrat. He's more of a classic liberal, classic Democrat from back in the 60s. And
Ah, more of the classic liberal from back in the fucking 60s. Hey, 1960s. 1960s called, and they want your fucking Democrat back. How about that? You can go back to the 1960s where you came from, you son of a bitch. That's right. You can go back to the 1960s where the fuck you came from, you son of a fucking bitch. That's what a great message, though, really. Such good messaging. Can you imagine if the DNC and Jamie Harrison was like, yeah, Biden's more the classic liberal of like the 1950s, 1960s. like everyone knows Biden's old, he's 80. And they were like, yeah, he's like the classic type liberal. You know what I mean? The old school type from the 1960s. Oh, what a fucking bonehead. Keep up. Yeah, you're doing such a good job messaging to make sure Joe Biden wins New York. Keep going.
And they aren't quite as repulsive as what's going on right now with the Democratic Party. Okay, so New York is really a good environment for doing just this because the combination of Republicans and independents almost equal half. The Democrats are just over. They're like 51, 52%. But between the Republicans and the independents, we get to almost 50%.
Oh, my God. This is so stupid. She's talking about, so in New York, you have to actually register. You have to register in New York. Some states you do not. Like Missouri, I can have an open voting registration. I do not have to register with a party. Okay. But New York, you have to register as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. Most people register as an independent so they can vote both ways. But they lean Democrat. They lean Democrat, you fucking bonehead. Most of the time, people who select independent as their fucking voting party in New York only do that so that they can fuck around in Republican primaries. It's a strategy type thing. And if you listen to what she's saying about the 50-50, yeah, it's 50-50, but let's just say that 40% of the independent vote, which is probably giving them a lot of fucking credit, 40% of the independent vote is Republican, which is probably way off the mark. We're probably talking 15-20% of the independent registered voters in New York vote Republican. The majority of the time. Most of them vote Democrat the majority of the time. Okay. And this is all for primaries anyways, right? This is for primaries because you're going to get the general election ballot, whether you're Republican, an independent, or a Democrat. Okay. This is how fucking elections work. It isn't hard to understand this shit. Why in the fuck they put this person in charge of the New York as a New York state director? I have no idea. She clearly does not know how elections work. Has no fucking clue. Not a fucking goddamn thought that could be manufactured in this idiot's skull. But my guess is she's pro-Trump. And she's being paid to be the New York state director to say pro-Trump shit. As the RFK New York State Director. Do you remember a guy named Ramadama Ding Dong? Remember that? Vivek Ramadama Ding Dong. Man, it's been a while since we fucking... Wow. Holy shit. How long is it? You know how long it's been since I mentioned Vivek's name? But Ramadama Ding Dong was a goddamn plant in the Republican primary. Right? And Vivek's job was to gather up the cyber bros, the crypto bros, to be with Trump. That was the whole fucking point, was to make sure that Trump secured the crypto bro crowd, because they weren't sure if they were going to get the crypto bros, because Trump says crazy fucking shit, right? And a lot of times those crypto bro types, they're all over when it smells like bullshit. But they love them some Ramadama Ding Dong, right? Love them some Ramadama Ding Dong. So he helped gather up that vote. And that's what this whole Bobby Kennedy thing was to gather up Democrat votes. Trump's trying to secure Democrat votes, which this is the dumbest strategy if you're going to try to do that.
So if the Democrats are moving in our direction and the Republicans
are not,
you know, accept the fact that New York is going to go blue, then we can definitely give Bobby the 28 and chip away at Biden's 270. In fact, all we need is like four blue states. And
they only need four blue states to make Trump the president of the United States. What a fucking bonehead. This person is the New York state director of the RFK Jr. campaign, and she's out there stumping for Trump and Project 2025. And their strategy, is to overturn New York. Oh my God, keep spending your fucking Trump cash on stupid ideas like this. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how much your democracy thanks you for your stupidity. Holy fuck. Can you imagine that these people are actually smart? Oh man, we'd be in real fucking trouble. If these people were smart, oh fuck. It would be horrible. What a horrible situation we'd have ourselves in if these people were smart. Whoosh. Ouch. Ouch. I mean, they're dumber than dog shit. Here's the guy. Here's the sitting U.S. Senator in Ohio talking about unemployment numbers and how bad they are when they're down. Watch this.
Biden wants to flag wave about how well the economy is doing. You know, I've been home for the last 2 weeks, Maria. People just don't buy it. People recognize that it's getting harder to live your dreams under the Biden economy. And it's unfortunately because a lot of that net job growth has gone to the foreign born. What a disgraceful commentary.
Foreign born? All right. Okay. Unemployment is down below 4%, you fucking dumb. Okay. The reason why the economy is still strained is because we have corporate greed. And in two ways, we have corporate greed. JP Mandel, as someone points out, this is JP Mandel. JP Mandel says that the people are struggling. Yeah, they're fucking struggling because corporations are fucking greedy. They're greedy. They won't pay people what the fuck they're worth in the economy that we have right now. And they keep gouging the fuck out of us for more fucking profit. That's the issue. And the president of the United States, Joe Brandon, is the only fucking president that actually walked to the fucking line and stood in solidarity with the American working class. The only president to ever do such a thing. So spare me the bullshit about how Joe Biden doesn't want this economy to kick off. And spare me the bullshit that this administration hasn't done every fucking thing they can, even with these fucking slugs, the GOP caucus in the House, that they've done everything they can to get this economy going again. The stock market's as high as it's ever been, even though a Trump social is taking a shit. I mean, honestly, there isn't a better time to release a fucking goddamn SPAC. There has never been a better time in history to open a stock. And never been a better time in history to open a digital stock. Okay? It is like, honestly, if you had the opportunity right now to do a digital stock, a digital IPO or a SPAC or whatever sequence that you would do it in, to release a stock to the public to be sold, oh my God, this is the best time in fucking history to possibly do that. There is never, even the fucking economic boom in the late 90s, the dot-com bubble, if you remember, there has never been a better time than now. And that thing shit the fucking bed. I mean, just shit the motherfucking bed. That son of a bitch is down below $40 a share now. It was supposed to be valued at fucking $800 or some stupid shit. It tanked at a time where it really was the best time to release a SPAC like that. And Tony TB says, Tony Fans Corp. Yeah, you know what? Tonely fans. I think we should open up a there is a Tonely fans on Discord. No, it's not me. It's not me naked. I mean, maybe it should be. Maybe. I don't know. This guy would be like, ban it. It's porn. Ban Tonely fans. It's porno.
Terry, for the president to be bragging about an economy that's benefiting illegal immigrants more than American citizens.
That is just astounding, Senator.
That is just astounding, Senator. All those lies that you just told. Oh, my God. Listen, we got so much work to do. We got a lot of work to do, right? We got so much fucking work to do. One of the places that we got work to do is Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia. We got a lot of fucking work to do. We got a lot of fucking people to convince to get their asses to the ballot box to save democracy here. That they got a choice, democracy or autocracy. And we got to sharpen our battle axes to go to war at the ballot box. And this shit, these type of lies is fucking perfect grounds, perfect battlefield to fight these idiots on. I want them to die on this hill. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I would love for J.P. Mandel to die on the hill of the unemployment numbers are bad for America. You're a fucking asshat. What a fucking dum-dum. For him to not do the thing that Republicans should be doing and talking about fucking corporate greed and not paying people decent fucking wages. And yeah, they can, you know, have a message against unions in that manner. But this is the dumbest fucking messaging ever. We should be able to beat this every fucking day, twice on Sunday. So get with it. We got a lot of work to do. All right, let me show something that would probably get us banned on YouTube. here's a video of Donald Trump here.
I just want to thank you for your tremendous support, and here it is. If you want to go out and get it, you can go out and get it. Have fun with it. But people do like it, I must say. Thank you very much.
So he's pimping Nope Not Again shirts. This guy will sell anything. This guy will sell anything to get a dollar. Even videos or even t-shirts that are against him. Yeah, people are like, oh my God, is that real? Is it real or is it AI? I don't know. Go ask Terriquin. Oh, did you hear about the Dean Cain thing? Yeah, that's right. The Dean Cain thing. Oh, my God. This fucking guy. Look at this fucking guy. I like this. This is one of my favorite tweets. And it's from Greg the Menace. he says, did Dean Cain eat Smallville? Look at this guy. Holy shit, dude. God damn. What kind of fucking antidepressants is this guy on? He's eating chili dogs. Like, they're going out of style. Look at this motherfucker. I bet this guy's as fat as I used to be. I'm not going to lie. Whoa, baby. Dude. I wonder when the last time Superman saw his dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You remember when this guy used to play Superman? Our poor pop culture. You know what I mean? Oh, fuck. We got a pop culture like this guy being fucking Superman. And, you know, really, honestly, he was the best TV Superman because he was really one of the only TV Supermans. And that's sad. Isn't it sad that this guy, we got to remember as the TV Superman? Oh, my God. Fucking ridiculous. Some of you don't remember it. But anywho, he was being made fun of for being fat over the weekend. And Scott Baio got in on it, too. Scott Baio got in on it too. Should I show that? Nah, we won't show that. Fuck that. I'm not gonna go with that one. Here's what I want to show you. I want to show you this one here. This one is very important here. because this is a really good question about these pictures. Does this thing have a period? Look at that thing. What the fuck? Oh my God. What size? I don't know. Look, listen, I don't Whoosh, dude. Fucking put your vagina away. Good Lord. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if a woman walked around with a skirt with her fucking, with her vagina hanging out like this guy lets his hang out? Can you imagine? Oh my God. Be headline news. They'd be talking about the shit. But seriously, does this thing have a period? I don't know. I'm just wondering. What size? Is there different size tampons? Like, is the flow heavy with this one or not? I don't know. I don't know. And how does he keep his collar clean with that thing? You know what I mean? Holy fuck, dude. Put a goddamn pair of underpants on that sumbitch. Whew. Fuck me. Oh, God damn. This is why we get banned from YouTube. This is why I can't broadcast from YouTube. Because I do shit like that. They'd be like, nudity! Nudity, it's a vag! Someone would report it for frontal nudity. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Let's see. Let's see. I got a couple clips I want to show. Oh, yes. Here we go. This is a great one. This is a great one from Mr. Spears. I love this video. Let's watch.
Trump feels that his criminal indictments boosted his appeal to black voters.
You know, I love my people. I wouldn't want to be anything but a black man. If God asked me in the next life what race I want to come back as, I'm picking black every day of the week and twice on Sundays. But I feel like some of us should be slaves again. Because it just, damn, the way we operate, we are so easily moved by the dumbest shit, you know, to the fact that some of us would allow Trump to just insult us like that and still go blacks for Trump. It's insane. It's insane.
So you're not voting for
Trump. I can't speak for the Latino community, but even when I see Latinos for Trump, I go, what are you doing? What the fuck are y'all doing? But I can't speak wholeheartedly for Latinos because, you know, I don't really know where their passion lies. But knowing everything that black people have gone through in this country and continue to go through to on some level, you know, to be insulted like that and then still go, I'm voting for Donald Trump. It's insane.
Listen, here's the thing. I didn't say this. He fucking said it. So should I have to go back to being slaves? That's how. Let me hear you again.
You know, I love my people. I wouldn't want to be anything but a black man. If God asked me in the next life what race I want to come back as, I'm picking black every day of the week and twice on Sundays. But I feel like some of us should be slaves again.
Oh, God damn. God damn. Whoo. I I'm glad he said it. And, you know, I'm glad he said it. And that video is making its way around with Aries Spears there. And it's fucking just crazy. Crazy that he's got. Whoo, that's great. All right, that's a good one. All right, let's go to some white Christian nationalism. I got some white Christian nationalism for you today, paired with some Project 2025 to let you know the threat. Yes, it's our local Nazi from the Daily Wire, that Nazi rag, Michael Noel Goebbels. Let's listen.
You conclude that every single adult involved in this should be imprisoned for life, at least.
Yeah, is he talking about murder? Every single adult involved in this should go to prison for life. Surely he's talking about murder.
That's just the natural reaction that one has to this grave child abuse. That,
oh my God, he's talking about child abuse? Oh my God, child abuse? Fuck. That's right. Child abuse. I don't know. If you're abusing children, I mean, maybe we would consider setting laws to where you could be in prison for life. Okay. Well, what kind of child abuse is this, you say?
That our culture tolerates now for the last 5 minutes and, in fact, celebrates. And so it's important sometimes, I think. We want a culture and a political order that is based on reason. Okay, we don't want to be just blown away on passions. But we're human beings, and pulling at the heartstrings sometimes it helps us to see the reality of a situation. This is gravely, gravely evil. Everyone involved, the egg donor, the people purchasing the child, the people intentionally depriving the child of a natural mother and father.
Whoa, what? Is he talking about surrogacy? Wait. All right. This guy's talking about fucking surrogacy. All right. Back it up. Let's listen again. Listen again now that you know what he's talking about.
You conclude that every single adult involved in this should be imprisoned for life, at least. That's just the natural reaction that one has.
Actually, the natural reaction that one has when they hear someone like Michael Knowles talking about surrogacy like this makes me want to punch a Nazi in the face. That's really what it wants me to. The reason why Michael Knowles is against surrogacy, the reason why he is against surrogacy, not because Michael Knowles thinks that it's vile. Not that Michael Knowles thinks that surrogacy is immoral. He doesn't want anyone besides straight white people to use surrogacy. Okay? Because that's what he's really saying here. That's what he's really saying. He's saying that he doesn't want anyone besides straight white people to use IVF and surrogacy. That's what he's saying. I mean, challenge me on it, but go ahead.
To this grave, grave child abuse that our culture tolerates now for the last 5 minutes and, in fact, celebrates.
For the last 5 minutes, this is the same guy that thinks trans people were invented by Joe Biden. For crying the fuck out loud, what the fuck are you talking about? Surrogacy has been around forever, son. Since science could do surrogacy, even before science couldn't do surrogacy, there was surrogacy. There were people trying to have children who wanted children. Now, you got to remember, these are the fucking pro-lifers, the save the children motherfuckers, right? But this is where it's headed, man. This is where it's fucking headed. They are throwing these little pebbles into the Nazi pond and watching their message cascade out. What do you think the fucking decision down in Alabama was about IVF? They don't want gay people to have children. They don't want blacks to have children. They don't want brown people to have children. I keep telling you, they must control the uterus. If they control all uteruses, then they control only white babies being born. Why do you think they talk about great replacements so much? This is the reason why they talk about it, because they actually believe that we think if we could just get a bunch of brown people here and fuck white people, then we'll have half brown, half white babies born. That's not how we think. That's not what we're thinking. That's not what we're thinking. We're just like, hey, the brown peoples are humans too. And it would be great if they came into America and got to be American. That'd be cool. Just like everyone else. They're humans, right? They're peoples. And they want to come here and contribute to our communities and our society. It doesn't matter about their fucking their skin color. Frankly, we want more fucking brown skin. We want more culture. That would be great, because our entire culture is fucking based off brown and black people. White people contributed nothing to our culture. You think this guy contributes anything to our culture whatsoever? This guy who's like, eh, fuck surrogacy. Fuck non-white, non-straight people having babies. What the fuck are you talking about, man? The reason why this guy has so been out of shape is because he's gay. Michael Knowles is a closeted gay man. And Michael Knowles, somewhere deep down inside his puny little fucking brain, believes that something happened to him when he was a kid that made him gay. Mikey, come in close. Let me tell you something, man. It's okay that you're gay. It's all right. It's okay that you think about dick a lot. It's all right, man. It's just your preference. It's not a big deal, okay? It's all right. It's going to be okay. And really, frankly, you should stop hating on people who also have the persuasion of being gay like you. You're just born that way, man. You're just born that way. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. And really, frankly, if you drop the whole Nazi act and wanting to take away people's rights and wanting to genocide people, we might invite you over to our side to help fight for your rights to be gay. Okay. It's okay. And that's really what the fuck is going on here. Because if you ask this guy about straight white people trying to have a baby and they were unable to have a baby, he would be like, oh, well, I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, that's what God said. That's what the book says. That's what the Book of Morons says. Trump sold it to me and I read it and it was fucking fantastic. And it said, no gays, only whites have babies in there somewhere. It was after the fucking God Bless America lyrics, I think. It's after that part in the Bible, right? What do you want from me? It's the truth. It's the fucking truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. This guy is he is married with kids. I don't care if he's married with kids. I don't care. This is not talk. This is not talk from someone who is scared that he's gay. This guy can't stop thinking and talking about girl dick. That's all this guy talks about is girl dick. And how gay people want to have families? Well, yeah, gay people want to have families, you dumb son of a bitch. They're humans. What the fuck do you think gay people are? They're humans. They're people. They're human beings. They have the desire to have a family, have children, and sit around the Christmas tree like your dumb fucking Christian ass. Sit around the Christmas tree and open fucking presents and sing jingle bells. And go on vacations to the beach and play fucking baseball with their son. Throw a football with their daughter. Okay? Go to the dad-daughter dance. Go to their fucking recitals. They want to see them graduate from school, dummy. They want to see them do well in school. They want to go watch their fucking basketball games and their soccer games, you fucking asshat. They're fucking humans. They're people, you dumb sons of bitches. Yes, gay people want to be fucking parents. It's a thing. It's a human thing, actually. Actually, it's kind of an animal thing. If you want to call people animals, there you go. There's your ticket, baby. There's your ticket. We're all just animals. We're all just mammals, and we're just trying to have children. We're just trying to procreate and increase our generations. Jesus fucking Christ, this isn't hard to know. And that's what this son of a bitch is advocating for here. He's not advocating against surrogacy. He's advocating against the surrogacy that he doesn't like. It's the same thing when they are fucking making sure that they control women's uteruses so that they can make sure that certain women have certain procedures and certain women don't. They want to control the uterus because they want to control that only white women have white babies. The same way they want to control surrogacy to make sure only straight white people can use surrogacy to have babies. Okay? And yes, I know gay people were just invented by Joe Biden and surrogacy was just invented by Joe Biden so gay people could have gay children, which is not how it works. You fucking bonehead. I know your parents are straight, but you're gay, Michael. I get it. It's all you can think about is cock. You got cock on your mind and probably in your mouth most of the time. It's okay, dude. It's all right. Your preferences do not offend us. They offend you, but they do not offend us. Frankly, it's your liberty to like girl dick or to like dick in general. It's your thing. This is what you want. Whatever you do, go for it. Have fun. You know, whatever you want to do. You want to throw down on a banana hammock every once in a while? Pfft, have a banana split, my friend. Go for it. But leave the gay people alone. Leave them the fuck alone. Stop trying to get people elected to take away people's fucking rights. Stop it. Stop. Trying to fucking genocide people. Stop. Stop it. Because technically, if you want to know the truth, if having medical procedures is genocide, because that's what they call, that's what they call the medical procedures that a woman would use sometime to protect her life against against a pregnancy that has gone south, right? They call that genocide. Well, wouldn't not making babies, by that logic, wouldn't not making babies that could be made, isn't that genocide too? Isn't it? Or am I just way off base here? Whoosh. Speaking of weirdos, you can't stop thinking about girl dick. Obviously, Jesse Waters here does not know the difference between trans and gay. He has no clue. He doesn't know. All right, go ahead, Jesse. Tell us what you think.
He's on both sides. We have to think about if this was happening in your family. And it happened in my family. We adopted a young child, and at age 5, he was playing with dolls. And
oh, my God, a 5-year-old was playing with a doll. Holy, holy Gay Pride Month. What the fuck? I love how these dumb son of bitches think that because a 5-year-old plays with a doll that makes him gay. You people are dumb as dog shit. Holy fuck. Holy queer beer there, Batman. Good Lord. They think drinking Bud Light's going to make you want a dick in your mouth, and they think playing with a doll when you're 5 makes you gay. This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard of in my life. All right, go ahead with... I'm sure it gets stupider. It's fucking Jesse.
Everybody knew he was gay, or he was going to be gay.
Because he's playing with a doll? What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about, man? He was going to be gay, all right? So it's a little boy playing with a doll. Everyone knew he's going to be gay. Keep going. Keep digging a hole.
And it's not like all of a sudden we took him to the doctor and chopped him off.
Whoa, wait. Are gay dudes out there chopping off their dicks? I don't think that's what's happening. Listen, I am not of that persuasion. Can someone check and see if gay dudes like dick? Yeah, apparently gay dudes like dick. They would not want their partner to have their dick chopped. So you're sure, gay dude, apparently, what the fuck is he talking about? If, all right, let's just take this scenario that obviously Jesse is lying about. He's totally lying about this, by the way. There's no way he's telling the truth about this. So a 5-year-old boy plays with dolls, right? He's obviously gay because he's playing with a doll. A 5-year-old, can you even imagine? And then he says, we didn't take him to a doctor to have it chopped off. Why would a gay dude have his dick chopped off? What are you talking about, man? That's the thing he wants to use on the other dude. That's how the gayness works, Jesse.
No one would ever do that.
Well,
a lot of these
gay
people,
and trans,
Jessica,
are different, and that's not how gay
I don't
works
believe it
either.
Is.
even Jessica's like, whoa, what? That gay and trans are different, dude. They're not the same thing. That's not how it works. You don't come out of the... maybe that's why all these guys stay in the closet. It makes sense. This makes sense now. Oh, my God. It makes fucking sense. Okay, I just figured it out. I know we're at the end of the show. We're at the end of the 2 hours, but I just figured out why all these fucking Republican right-wing incels fucking hate gays, and they don't want to come out of the closet because they think... if you come out of the closet as a gay person, you got to chop off your dick. Jesse, you ain't got to chop off your dick. Just admit it. You're gay. You ain't got to chop off your dick. It's okay.
I don't believe it is. A lot of these people are just gay or lesbian. And what they're doing is they're intervening in a regular gay or lesbian life. And that's a new experience. And it never used to be like that.
What? Lesbians are now chopping off their dicks? Okay, I'm all confused now. I have no idea where we are. I'm on a different planet. This is a completely different timeline. Why in the fuck did he just say lesbian when he's talking about chopping off dick? Oh my God. Whoosh. Well, Jesse, I have to tell you, I'm a big fat lesbian too. I love women. I love women. I'm a big fat lesbian. That's right, folks. By Jesse's standard, I'm a big fat lesbian. So LGBTQ that, Jesse, you fucking bigot. All right. Two full hours. Okay. So tomorrow, don't tell the YouTube people, but tomorrow I think we're going to be back on YouTube for the first 30 minutes and then we'll do the same thing we did today. That's what we'll do. Okay. So don't go tell the YouTube people. We'll surprise them by tomorrow. I mean, I know some of you are YouTube people, and calm down. Don't be spreading the secret around. Okay. That Tony's back on YouTube. We're back, baby. Welcome back. Always go to thetonymichaels.com. That's right. Go to thetonymichaels.com to support the show. They tell me I don't do this enough. Hit the subscribe button. And if you can, join as a member on Patreon. It's a paid membership. You can follow for free, but it would help support me and help support the show and keep us on the up and up if you joined on Patreon. Also, join the Discord server. It's free. If you're here on Twitch, link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. It is the only platform that I'm monetized on. And that's a great way to give monetization, and it doesn't cost you a single nickel with your Prime subscription. Or if you just want to straight give some Jägermeister money or some swear jar money, I'll do that too. Thanks for all your support. Go visit the store at the top of the page too. Go get your trinkets and all your Commie Falls gift shop merch. Just go to thetonymichaels.com and hit store at the top of the page. Same time, same place tomorrow. I promise. I'll be here. You be here too. Surf's up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Meal Barn, head ass speaking.
You know, it's funny. Like, I think we all found out in our own different ways on Twitter. I was just randomly seeing like an account called Goosefer 2.0 something, and I think someone in the comment section posted this website, and then that's how I stumbled across the website, and then I started following. And reading it, you're like, you start questioning, you're like, is this legit? Minute, and then you start doing Roger your own.
Roger Stone was the guy that was behind the musical.
No, I think that's
not true. Yeah. Princess Diana, that's what he was hacking, right? And he hacked the photos to expose that the whole Princess Diana fiasco.
You know, I have no idea who Goosefer is.
But the government used him in a conspiracy kind of thing and twisted it. So I would leave Goosefer 2.0 completely out of it.
Yeah. That's just how I came across.
My 73-year-old mother.
That's awesome.
I'm not kidding. And she told me about it on November the 2nd, and Q started October the 28th.
Yeah.
The 27th, was it? And she's like, you got to check this out. So I started following. I'm like, holy crap. We're going to lock up Huma Abedin. We're going to lock up Hillary Clinton. Lock her up.
And this was in
2017. Yeah. And the information he's given us has been extraordinary.
Do you characterize January 6th as an insurrection? Is that a word you would use?
I don't know. I've seen all kinds of, sort of contrary evidence. And I have not again drilled down on it. and, you know, with the violence and everything else, because they believe that our elections would be stolen. And the response to that should not be, oh, you're unpatriotic, you're un-American for saying that elections can be stolen. What's more dangerous than that? Or a president of the United States who is instructing social media sites to censor his opponents can rebuild a capital. You know, if you eliminate the Constitution, there's really nothing left of America.
Do you characterize?
About what he wants to do to a woman, that's catcalling and harassment. A guy saying, "How's it going, ma'am? Good morning." That's not harassment. But here's the video. It's only a minute long. And also, 52 million views. 10 hours of silent walking through all areas of Manhattan, wearing jeans and a crew neck t-shirt.
How are you doing today?
Wow.
That's not good.
Wow.
How are you doing today? She just has nothing and keeps walking. I guess not good. Is that harassment? For real? Somebody said, "How are you doing today?" Then the guy goes, "Smile, smile." I can understand that's annoying, but really? Man, that's wild. Let's play more. Let's play.
What's up, beautiful? Have a good day.
What's up, beautiful? Have a good day. He didn't even stop her. He didn't say, "Can I have your number?" He didn't say, "Hey, where are you going?" He didn't say, "Hey, girl, looking fine." He said, "How you doing, beautiful? Have a good day." And that's it. Kept walking. The end of the world. This is the result. It's wild to me. 10 years ago, this video goes viral and people are doing breakdowns. It's been 10 years. And it's like, there's one part where a guy's on the phone and he goes, "Nice." And they're like, "How dare he talk to someone on the phone near me?" This is what you get. 10 years later, you got a 16-year-old guy, Gen Z 16-year-old guy in 2014. He sees this video, 50 million views, and all the women saying, like, "Don't you dare ask a woman how she's doing." Okay, I won't. Now he's 26. He should be a man with a family and kids, and he's not talking to women. About what he wants to do to a woman, that's catcalling it.